Welcome to Insight Nature versus Nurture. This is a show where we focus on the three fundamental pillars of health: you, your environment, and your food. So grab a seat, relax, and let's get to business. All right, so this episode I'm calling the long haul. The reason for this is not because it's going to be a long episode. I'm going to keep it to about 30 minutes. But essentially, the reason for this is because it's really not how we're thinking. A lot of us are there, we talk the talk, but we're not walking the walk. The statistical average right now for people that are successful in regards to long-term maintenance of weight or health is about 3%, which means about 97% of people over a five-year duration have the weight back, have their medical issues back, essentially didn't adhere to any long-term change. So that's kind of where I want to focus on this evening, and what I want to talk about is that fact. You know, what you do to get there is what you need to continue to do in order to stay there. And this is something that I've spoke of on several occasions with people that are within my field, and others that have successfully transitioned through that stage where, okay, they're past their 5 years, they've been able to hold on to what they've achieved. And really, it's not mind-blowing. It's not incredibly complex. They just simply keep doing what it is that they were doing that got them there. So just because it's simple, though, it doesn't mean that it's easy. And we've got a lot of information out there that can cause us to doubt and to take different routes. So that's something that I want to talk to you about as well, is, you know, don't fall victim to a lot of the trends and things that are out there because of, you know, feeling stagnant. There's an old saying, and it goes like, if it's not broke, don't fix it. So I guess what I'm getting at is what you do today, how you achieve the success that you're aspiring to achieve. You have to be able to think of, okay, can I keep doing this 20 years from now? Can I keep doing this 30 years from now? Because, again, you're just going to build on those behaviors. You're not going to change a whole lot. And the reason why a lot of us are led to believe that, you know, like, for example, physical activity, every 3 months you need to change up your workout routine because your body's going to adapt and this, that, and the other. A lot of that is the same marketing psychology that they use in the automotive industry, and why people need to trade their cars in every couple of years because they're outdated. The same reason why we're buying an iPhone 10 before the iPhone 8 even comes out. It's that same type of behavior, that industry, that's really putting a lot of poison into what it is that we're doing right now and who we're listening to. And what are they selling us? Are they selling us, you know, something that's going to help us fix ourselves? Are they empowering us, or are they enabling us? Are they creating a dependency? So these are things that we need to always be constantly vigilant on, that we need to be aware of. Is if I'm doing something like, say, I'm not consuming any alcohol, and I'm doing that in order to achieve a certain status of health, I need to fully consider the fact that I may not be able to reintroduce alcohol because it will affect that status, right? What I've done to get there is something that I need to continue doing in order to stay there, right? I wouldn't go into a job interview and tell them that I can do all of these things, and then when I get hired for the job, show up to work and not be able to do, you know, all of those things, right? It's false advertisement. I'm writing checks I can't cash. It's the same thing. We tend to take on these things, two-hour-a-day workouts and cutting back and starving and drinking 8 liters of water a day, and you know, eating these horrible tasting supplements and foods and shakes, and you know, the list goes on. And as you guys remember, I've been doing this for 20 years, so I've seen quite a bit of it. Those are short-term things. Those are things to get you to a specific point, but it's not something, it's not a behavior that is sustainable. And the same with getting someone to pre-make your meals, weighing and measuring all the time. Like, those are things that are tools that can help you get to a certain place. But in the back of your mind the entire time, you need to be able to not use those things as well, or else you're going to be dependent on them in order to achieve a certain type of physical or health, psychological health that you're not able to maintain. Okay? So I hope you're all following me on this. The longer you take to get there, the shorter the distance. All right? So the long haul, by name of this podcast, is not necessarily saying that, you know, it's going to take you 35 years to get to your goal. It's going to take you significantly less, but how you go about attaining that goal can determine whether or not you are fit to stay there. So losing 100 pounds in 8 months versus losing 100 pounds in 2 years or 3 years can make all the difference in the world. You know, and some may argue, well, 100 pounds is 100 pounds. I would rather take it off sooner than take 3 years. But if I told you that the person who lost that 100 pounds over 3 years is more likely to keep that 100 pounds off because of the behaviors, because of the mindset and the work put into in the long term, it becomes more of a lifestyle that way, that person loses 100 pounds, whereas the person who loses 100 pounds over 6 months or 8 months, and I'm ashamed to say it now on this end, I've worked with people and we've had that kind of those kind of results, but it was all more or less ego driven. Those people had to come back a year or two later to lose 100 or more pounds because the weight has come back on, or they've gained 50% of their weight back and now they're struggling and they've been maintaining that 50 pounds that they regained for the last several years because they burnt themselves out trying to lose the initial 100. So at the end of a 3 year period, person A doesn't have 100 pounds off anymore, right? Or is struggling to lose it the second or third time. Whereas the person who took their time, kind of enveloped themselves into the process and saw it as, you know, a legitimate lifestyle change and a learning process, they're actually the winner. They've lost that 100 pounds and they've successfully maintained it now for 3 years. So it's important to kind of see that. And I think a lot of us now can honestly sit back and say, well, I understand that now because I'm on my second or third or fourth program with a different company, and, you know, I've spent thousands and thousands of dollars trying to lose this weight instead of just really focusing on not so much losing the weight, but replacing the weight with better behaviors and understanding the process in which the weight came on by paying attention to it and learning as you're losing it. But if everything is happening so quickly, you're missing the point of it, right? The loss of the weight is not going to cure anything. It's the behaviors and the replacement of those behaviors while you're losing the weight that brought the weight on in the first place, right? The weight is a symptom. So for those of you that have heard previous podcasts, you'll get this. It's like going to a doctor and you've been bitten by a snake and the doctor takes care of the swelling but doesn't take care of the poison. All right? So because it's bandaged and the swelling is down, then everything is okay, but it's not, because the poison is still in your system doing the damage. And that's where this behavior, this is the lifestyle and the nutrition, right? Understanding what it is that you need to do on a daily basis to give your body what it needs to do what you're asking it to do. And it takes time and a commitment. It's like a good relationship. You start to learn more about the other person that you're sharing the space with, and things get easier, things get more symbiotic. right? It's not a dictatorship. It's not, getting in there and demanding and pushing and getting only one way all the time, because that leads to a significant imbalance, and there's only so long that you can sustain that before the whole system collapses. And again, this is what we're finding. So I guess really this podcast, in it for the long haul, is you have to give yourself time. Realistically, you have to be accountable to someone. You have to learn from someone. You have to learn from yourself. You have to be willing to make mistakes. You have to do things that you're uncomfortable with and get comfortable with them, because those things are going to need to continue in order for you to successfully maintain what it is that you've accomplished. Okay? So really, I guess, this is going to be a quick podcast because I want to get more of these out frequently. And I don't want to overwhelm everybody with information, so I want to keep them topic specific. But don't be misled, don't be sold, don't become a consumer, right? With these quick fixes, these three easy steps, these hacks. And don't be overwhelmed by the science. Don't be overwhelmed by the people out there that make it sound so complicated that it's unsustainable without them, that you can never be independent, that things need to be changed, that your body doesn't want what it is that you're looking to achieve, when truthfully it does. It wants exactly that. It wants to be healthy. It wants to be vibrant. It wants to be efficient. But we keep getting in the way, and a lot of it has to do with we're listening to other people. We're not listening to our bodies. We're not establishing and taking the time to fix that relationship. And it takes as much give as it does take, right? It takes listening to the symptoms and figuring out from the mistakes that you've made as much as it does, the motivational rah, rah, rah aspect of it, where, you got to get up, you got to exercise, you got to. There's two sides to that, and that creates the balance that we're all looking to achieve. And then it becomes just a polishing point. Once you get those fundamental basics down and you're at a place where you're not necessarily happy, because we're always chasing that. There's always the next stage, but you can get to a point where at least you're satisfied, you're content, and then the urgency drops and you can polish things up in terms of your fitness, in terms of your health, and in terms of your psychological health, your mental wellness. Those are things that you can improve upon, and there's always progress. But a lot of us are at the stage right now where we just want to get out from in front of this oncoming train, and there's a sense of urgency there. But that's a danger, because that urgency is very marketable and profitable to people. If you were to walk into any retail store and you were desperate to buy something, then of course they're going to upsell you. They're going to sell you more than what you need, and so on and so forth. We've all been there, and we eventually end up with buyer's remorse. And this is kind of what's happening with a lot of these things within my industry, where people go in and they commit to something, and there's a huge upfront cost and to establish commitment. And then you get these incredible results, because a lot of these programs are really good in regards to short-term results. But again, you end up falling flat on your face because of multiple reasons. You can't afford it. It's unsustainable in terms of what it's asking for you to commit to in order to get the results. So it's just not a long-term thing, but we tend to wait. Well, once I get there, then I'll figure it out. And that's like a dog chasing a car. When the dog catches the car, then it's too late for the dog to figure out what he or she's going to do with it. And I think we really just need to pause, and we need to listen to the companies and the businesses that are out there that are saying things like this. I think those are nuances that we should all pay attention to. And if you're following a company or listening to material that's on social media and the people are talking about this, they're talking about the work, they're not sugarcoating anything, and they're not offering anything for free. I think that's a big filter criteria right now. And if you can look out for stuff like that, then I think you're going to get yourself aligned with a really good company, and you know, someone who's going to mentor you through the process, not just dictate and tell you what to do, but actually work with you, help you understand the process so that you can understand what it is that you're doing. And if you understand what you're doing, then you'll be able to do it long term. And you'll do it when it's uncomfortable, because chances are if you've taken the time to understand it, you believe in it. And if you believe in something, then it just becomes a part of you. And it's not necessarily something that you'll only do periodically. It's not something that you'll only do when it's comfortable or easy to do it. It's something that you'll do no matter what. So that's, I think, where I'm going to shut this down is the long haul. Right, the long haul is not the weight loss. The weight loss is just part of the journey. The journey is the journey itself. It's understanding what it is that you're doing so that you can continue to do so, so that when the weight is gone and that symptom has abated, you still have the momentum and the capacity, because you didn't burn yourself out running out of the gate, to continue on with it and become better. You know, once the weight is gone, if that's the part of you that's if that's the part that's driving you, you're just going to find another layer underneath, something else that needs to be worked on, because that's nature. That's human nature. It's evolution, right? If we were at the best that we're meant to be, then really it'd be very depressing, because we'd have nowhere to go from here. This is it. Seen it all, done it all. But that's not the case, and I know everybody listening to this can relate to that. So it's the matter of just focusing on the task at hand. And if you're looking at losing weight, that's your driving force, and you know, I need to be honest about it, because health is something that's qualitative. It's not quantitative. It's not something that's tangible. It's a big, broad subject that has many different faces, colors, and shapes and smells. So to say that you just want to be healthy, unfortunately, is not specific enough. So these compartments of health, weight, energy, you know, sleep, how you look at yourself, how you feel about yourself, physical prowess, like those types of things, those are all components of health. And they have a different order of priority for everybody. But the thing is that there are coaches, there are people out there that are really good for those specific aspects of it. But again, be careful of the approach of these people. So just be wary and do your research and look around. But definitely do something. Don't sit on your hands and feel overwhelmed and feel that the industry is you know, deceitful, because the industry is the industry. You're going to get good doctors, you'll get bad doctors, you get good mechanics, you get bad mechanics, you get people in it for the right reasons, you get people in it for the wrong reasons. So the same way as we can't classify everybody with a neck tattoo as a criminal, we can't do the same thing here. So it's up to us to know what it is that we're getting ourselves into, so that we can make an informed decision and we can purchase services, not consume. Right, we're not consumers, and we're not being sold to. You shouldn't need to be convinced. You should be able to, with social media and the way that it's happening right now, you're going to be able to do your research, and you're going to be able to pick the program, the company, the coach, the mentor that fits you, and you're going to feel good about that, and it's going to be a good relationship, and you're both are going to grow from it, versus being hacked, you know, being sold to. And then you're going to get that, what I talked about earlier in regards to that purchaser's remorse, the buyer's remorse, where, shoot, you know, I really, you know, this wasn't what I planned on it to be. This isn't what I was looking for. But a lot of the times it's well after the fact that you come to that realization. Okay. So we're approaching 20 minutes, and I think that's a good time for this to end. Before I get long-winded and get all too deep and philosophical. So anyway, I appreciate you guys listening. Like, share this as much as you can so that other people get this perspective. And I know they're thinking about it. It's the topic of conversation now. It's on the tip of everybody's tongue, whether or not they want it to be, because it is a delicate situation. Everybody's sensitive about it because everybody's dealing with it. So it's one of these innocuous, you know, or elephants in the room where everybody has an answer, but really it's not the answers that we should be looking for. It's people need to start asking better questions and not looking for answers, right? It's the experience that'll teach you. It's not someone else's answer that's going to answer your questions. Okay? Thanks. We'll talk again soon.